Personnel Subcommittee to order.
So did that hospital never even check?
Present are councilpersons Sheldon, Tackett, Carter, Durham, Hollins, Smiley, Cartier, Woods, Diller. I'm Janet Kilpatrick, President Hartley Nagel. I'm Janet Kilpatrick, co-chair of Personnel Subcommittee, and taking the minutes is Anthony DeFerry.
Motion to approve amendments to the December 4th meeting.
Oh,
now. Yes. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? They're passed. So the purpose of the discussion today is to talk about the bids that went out for the portrait. And is Mr. Boyle here? Oh, there he is. Okay, prior to the meeting, I handed out the packets that are put together. Each one is a separate bid. Right, Jim?
Yes.
Okay, so we have Creative Image, Eric Croson, and NCCTV. And if you remember, NCCTV is because at one of the last meetings, the executive office offered, since they have the equipment, that we could use them at probably a much reduced cost, if we look at the front pages of these and see what it is. Mr. Boyle is going to go through this. He's going to explain how the bid went out. It seems to me it went from a choosing to an informal bid to a formal bid, and what criteria we have to look at in choosing one of these vendors. Mr. Boyle.
Okay, again, this is for Creative Image Services for County Council. With this is included 16x20 group portraits, which we have traditionally done since the 60s.
Oh, they are.
Also, in this particular case, 11 separate portrait shots, okay, of the council members. One of them, the council president, is already contracted by another photographer, which we've done in the past. So that's separate, and another Councilman Smiley, gets elected not to participate. So there would be 11. I just want to disclose, I did not put this packet together. Okay, it includes the bids, it includes sample references for the photographers, and it includes samples of the photographer's work. Okay, this was put together by the purchasing department. The
a lot of enhancing,
and
retouching.
I would suggest to me that I read this, and it's the basis of the award. The Division of Purchasing shall award this contract to the lowest responsible and responsive bidder who best meets the terms and conditions of the bid. The award will be made on the basis of price, references, samples of work, and the interview by counsel. The Division of Purchasing reserves the right to reject any of all bids in whole or in part, or to make multiple awards, partial awards, awards by types, awards by section, item by item, or lump sum, total, whichever would be most advantageous to Newcastle County. So basically, we had approximately 10 names. When I originally came to council, what I'd asked for is just basically utilize the photographer that we are utilized in the past since 2014, give or take. And it was suggested and voted on by council that we go out for bid. We put out approximately 10 bids. Okay, of the 10, three of them were returned. One was Eric Croson, who has worked with us before, prior to 2014. He did a lot of the work while he came to council was at SEP. From 2000, then the second one was Creative Images, who has been probably, except for one time, what has done our photography work since 2014. Right now, again, the Creative Images has done our work, and there's some samples, some others. Mr. Croson has done us in the past, and is currently doing most of the course. The third is the photographer who was assigned to NCCTV, and his work is in there, and he is, again, the employee assigned to NCCTV, and prior to this was a photojournalist for the news channel. So they're basically what you have to choose from.
And am I correct that we could split it if we chose to?
At this point right now, and in my discussions with purchasing this morning, is that right now it's designed as a lump. We could reject this one right now and go back and basically say it could be partial, where one photographer could, let's say, do the group portrait, and another photographer could do the 11 separate portraits.
And would that have to be rebid?
It would have to be rebid, which would that would be the third time. I think we would just basically go back into the same boat.
Right. Okay. And just to influence everybody,
he must have put that in because there's a lot of Photoshop in there.
He's got that hanging in his office.
All right, so.
That's a nice picture.
You don't need another one then.
Is there another thick packet running around here? Because some of these up here do not have NCCTV attached to them.
Yeah, there's some down here. Should have had three in each packet. One.
Yeah, well, these are a lot.
Three the same.
My personal.
My discussion with them is that each of them have to comply with the specifications.
Okay, and each comply with the bid specifications, and if we believe that one does better imaging than another, we have the ability to choose not the low bid. Is that correct or not correct?
My understanding from talking to purchasing this morning, you could disqualify, let's say, a photographer, one of the bidders, okay? Mm-hmm. But in either case, you would have to do it with a low bid. So
you could disqualify one of the bidders?
you could just,
it'll go under.
You'd have to disqualify them on based upon that, what it be the type of work, their references, or, you know, how they bid.
Okay.
It would have to be disqualified based upon.
We need this more complicated.
For instance, you could disqualify one if you didn't submit a group photo for you to be able to review. For
that reason.
Disqualify because they know Jim.
Disqualify because they know Jim.
At least we want her.
Same guy that we always bitch about.
Exactly.
That's the wrong one, right? I never complain. I don't want to help.
I want a reference.
All right, so I guess what we're looking for today is a motion to start discussion.
Start the discussion.
Mr. Tackett.
Nope. Madam Chair, what do you mean start the discussion?
Well, we can have more of a discussion.
Oh.
I mean, now we can have questions, but we're going to ultimately have to have a motion and vote on it one way or the other. We have to vote on something.
Okay.
We have to choose. This has been going on forever. Mr. Smiley.
I'll make a motion to award the contract to NCCTV.
Second.
Now you got discussion.
All right, now floor is open for discussion. Any comments from council? Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yeah, I seem to agree. NCCTV, the $300, I mean, they've come in with what we've asked them, you know, to submit the bid on, and ultimately at the end of the day, it's cheap enough that if they're that bad, then
we're going to second guy.
Ms. Diller.
I just want to know, does NCCTV, since most of them are sports figures, any experience with photographing short people?
I don't know. My question is, does he use a ladder?
Yeah, right, right.
Mr. Woods.
My only thing is in here, I mean, we're just looking at some pictures that were some sports pictures, and again, you know, I'm not always the person that says the lowest bid, because sometimes the lowest bid isn't always the best, but for $300, I guess I have to agree with everyone else.
If the party take an action picture, then it's still one.
No, but there's nothing in here that's showing, you know, really showing
a group picture.
A group picture, or not even just a group picture, but a portrait. Those to me aren't portraits.
That's probably not even their picture.
Mr. Howards.
Just a couple of questions, Jim. On the NCCTV, you said four pictures, which I printed. what does that really mean?
That came from the purchasing agent. She's saying she printed that.
The ones in the...
I did not make up this packet. She made up this packet.
Okay.
And she printed the pictures.
They're the ones in the packet.
Yes.
Well, the other question, I agree with the motion. I would support NCCTV. I had said earlier that, you know, I would get them to do my portrait. I was impressed with the studio over there. But just asked the question today from the administration about their studio being ready, and they talked about having to get some new equipment, new cameras specifically. So I think we need to find out just where they are with that. They talked about having...
I think the last time we talked about, they said they were ordering some different lighting for something. Sue, did you have a response?
Briefly, Sue Moore, County Executive's Office. You're talking about something that's in the future?
No.
I'm saying that you are. The camera equipment that you might have talked about earlier today is something in the future. The camera equipment that they plan on using for the photos, it was a lighting order that we had made, so we are prepared to take this picture of that.
Let me be clear, because earlier on when we had the discussion about NCCTV, and it was mentioned that you guys could probably do it because you were upgrading. So today was a follow-up to an earlier discussion that we had here about the photos when it was first mentioned that, you know, you guys would probably do it. So today was a follow-up. Can you really do it because I'm really leaning this way?
Yes.
And that's when I heard about the cameras and trying to get money for the technology fund and all of that. So that's a separate...
That's completely separate. That's okay. An upgrade more so on that I'm not prepared to discuss
what's
happening in the future, but I am prepared to discuss what's happening right now. And yes, the County Executive and NCCTV is completely prepared to manage the council photos.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Can I answer that question a little bit? I don't know about the picture itself would not be taken in their studio.
We know that.
No, I'm talking about it. I was talking about an individual portrait for myself to be taken in their studio. So I know they would take the picture
again,
and wherever place.
And I know there's always a discussion on where it is, but I think we're stuck with the chamber. Okay.
That's the group picture.
As a group picture.
And the group picture.
And they would have to work it out themselves on how they want. Now, in this bid, we've given an option. You can go to their studio or go here. Again, if we have down there, there's a lot of Photoshop work involved in this and so on and so forth. And I've made that very clear to the communications director that there is more to it than, because, for instance, that screen that is behind there doesn't go up and down. It's not retractable. So that all has to be Photoshopped out.
Right.
Okay. But I have no other place to have it or we have it done.
Couldn't we just...
Ms. Durham,
I'm good. Withdraw my question.
Okay. Mr. Woods.
You know, I'm looking at like the one picture up there that we have as a curtain, as a background. I mean, where was that taken?
It was taken downstairs in the city's.
It was in the city's.
Couldn't we just do that, like out in the lobby?
I usually use that. They built a set, so I'm kind of...
No. I'm saying, why couldn't we just have a curtain and a sign hung in the library, in the lobby, and just do it in the lobby? I mean, we're not looking for the ground. We're just looking for a background. I mean,
traditionally, we try to do it, you know, and we could do that. Traditionally, we try to do it where we work. Now, for years and years, you can see we did it in the conference room. The first year, approximately 2005, we did it when we tried all 13 in the conference room. That didn't work out too well at all. Okay. Then we went to the chamber, okay?
And then we came out of the chamber.
Then we came out of the chamber. Now we're back in the chamber.
Yes. So we can do it wherever we want.
Yeah, I just assumed you'd rather do a background and you don't have to worry about the thing in the background, the screen and all that. We rent those curtains. They're like $20 for the stand and a curtain, you know. I mean, I'd rather see us do something like that in the lobby where there's more
room. We had risers down there too, right?
Yeah. But we had risers, and yes, we did.
We had risers and a couch to sit on while we were waiting.
That's going to be more than $300.
Any questions? All right, we have a motion and a second, and the motion is to give the contract to NCCTV. All in favor?
So, the NCCTV packet will also do individual pictures?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. And maybe we can even talk them down.
I think we should send the other ones a $300 bid and ask them, do they want to match it?
Go ahead, Jim.
The portraits themselves, the way we spec this out, you only get them digitally. You do not get a hard copy. The only thing that comes with a hard copy or the big print is the picture itself with the frame. Okay.
How about with the other bids?
Same, just the same. That's how it's all bid, three, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. It's all apples to apples.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, we have a motion on the table. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
All right, Jim, set us up.
Anything under other? We have 14 minutes. All in favor? Thank you. Thank you, Seth.